Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
While the people are offering their prayers during the Devor Miahim, the priest is making final preparations for the distribution of the holy and blessed body and blood of Christ at the holy altar. It is such a sacred and holy moment in the Divine Liturgy that the rubrics direct the priest to take the body in his hand, kiss it, and tearfully pray. What blessing and what thanksgiving shall we render over this bread and this cup? Yet, O Jesus, we only bless you with your Father and with your Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen. I confess and believe that you are Christ, the Son of God, who did take away the sins of the world. And breaking it, he shall put it into the chalice of the incorruptible blood, saying, the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit. The fulfillment of the Holy Spirit is a reference to the completed promise of Christ. At the Last Supper, Jesus said to his disciples, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be with you. On the life-saving cross, Jesus utters the words, it is finished. These words are traditionally referred to as the word of triumph that announced the end of the earthly life of Jesus in anticipation of the resurrection. The bridge between that life-saving event and today is found in the promise of the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised to his disciples the promise of the Holy Spirit, and it is fulfilled at Pentecost and every moment in the active life of the church. The people then sing Christos Badarakiel, that is, Christ is sacrificed and distributed among us. This song heralds the holistic approach to the divine liturgy that is pure Armodoxy. The words of this hymn call on all of our physical senses to engage in the reception of the Holy Eucharist, to participate completely and wholly in the body and blood of Christ. The message central to the hymn is to taste and see that the Lord is sweet. The priest then prays, Holy Father, you have called us by the name of your only begotten, and have enlightened us through the baptism of the spiritual font. Make us worthy to receive this holy mystery for the remission of our sins. Impress upon us the graces of your Holy Spirit, as you did upon the holy apostles, who tasted thereof and became the cleansers of the whole world. And now, O Lord, make this communion part of the supper of the disciples by dispelling the darkness of sins. Look not upon my unworthiness and withhold not the graces of your Holy Spirit, but according to your infinite love of humankind, grant that this communion be for the expiation of sins and the loosing of transgressions. As our Lord Jesus Christ promised and said, that whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall live forever. Therefore make this to be for expiation unto us, so that those who shall eat and drink of this may give praise and glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Christ the King, who has made me unworthy as I am, worthy to partake of your holy body and blood. And now I ask of you, let this be unto me not for condemnation, but for remission and forgiveness of sins, for health of soul and body, and for the performance of all good deeds, of virtue, so that this may purify my breath and my soul and my body. Make me a temple and a habitation of your all-holy Trinity, so that I may be worthy together with all your saints to glorify you with the Father and with the Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.